Boker Tov world, today's daf in Mesechet Sotah brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh is daf Lamed Zayin, and we're holding one line up from the bottom on Lamed Vov Omud Beit. So remember that yesterday we spoke about the difference between Yehuda and Yosef. One is Bekadeshem Shemayim Be'Seser, and one is Bekadeshem Shemayim in the Tzibur, in the public. What is that? So, Rabbi, what are you talking about? Yehuda is we're up to, right in the middle of that line. Yehuda Mahi, the Tanya. This is actually a very subtle point, because it doesn't, on the surface, it doesn't make much sense. What was the Bikidish Hashem of Yehuda? So, your Rabbi Meir Omer, Kishamdu Yisrael ala yama, Yushvati menatzchim ze im ze. Ze omer ani yore techil ala yam, ze omer ani yore techil ala yam. So, first, there was a big fight among the Shvatim. Do we go right into the Yam? Or not? Kofat shiftor shel Binyamin v'yorad le'yam techila. Shenemar shom Binyamin tzair. Talking about, here's the teenager, you know, and he's in a rush, and he jumps first, and he's the youngest, and he's rodeim, and he ends up being in charge. Al tikre rodeim ela rod yam. He went down first into the Yam. That's why we say that he was Rodeim. Binyamin became actually also the first Melech. So it was Rodeim is the partial meaning of it. And then Sarei Yehuda Rogmimotam, the people in charge of Yehuda started stoning the chutzpah of these Binyaminites that they went down to the Yam Tchila. Because it says, Sarei Yehuda Rigmatam, Lafichach Zacha Binyamin HaTzadik, V'naaseh Ushpezich in the Gvura, So, I mean, on the partial level, this is certainly not telling us anything about the Kiddush Hashem of Yehuda, except that Tosis brings a fascinating brisa. And in that brisa, it brings a marshal. And the marshal is a melech who has two children, and he asks his younger kid to wake him up for nates. And he asks his older kid to wake him up, you know, for normal davening, you know, maybe even a Chabad davening. That is a late davening. So what happens? They start fighting with each other. As the younger one's going in, the older one says, you can't wake up up at this early hour, but he told me to wake him up. And so on. So therefore, the father gets up from the scuffling between them and tells them, both of you are mechaving for my kovet, so I'm giving both of you a reward. Very, very strange price, right? I mean, l'chora, what you'll have to say is that we're talking about not the pashtas that they were fighting who gets to go, but rather what was the correct procedure. So, I mean, l'maisa, Binyamin's approach of let's just jump in is, in a sense, it's forcing the hands of God, right? So if we jump in, he's going to have to get this yam split and split it now. The way that Yehuda was doing was, listen, it's early in the morning yet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu started splitting the Yam, because after all, we already had the tremendous wind that was blowing and was starting to split the Yam. So you could see that this was going to be a hanhaga, everything at its own time, everything correctly, and the Yam will split and then we'll walk across. Instead, it was done by the youngsters who insisted, no, we're not going to wait. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond to us and we'll jump in. So therefore, both of them were mechavin. Yehuda has this general Yehuda-like approach. You know, let's do things maturely, do things at a normal hour. These are the hanhaga of Malchus, is that you do things in the correct time, and there's a proper announcement, and everything is the way Kisidre Bereshis, and it's Seirim, that's why it stresses, Shom Binyamin Seir, so here's the teenager, and Binyamin, he's going to jump in. And that's going to, so to speak, force the hand of the Shekhinah. I'm sure he's going to come to our rescue. So that idea is so, each one is so totally a different way of relating. So Binyamin's way is a relationship to the Shekhinah. And therefore, because that's the Shekhinah that Shoyre B'Techam, and because of that, he became the Yush Bezichin, the Shekhinah, that the Beis HaMikdash was built in his Chelek. And Yehuda, on the other hand, became the one who was Melech. And was the one who was giving over the Piskei Halachos, and that was the Lishkas HaGozis that was next to the Mizbeach, and so on. So, okay, so each one of them was Zocha to their own approach, and a Libra Rebbe Meir will have to say that that itself was the Kiddush Hashem, that we don't do things our way. We do things the way that brings the greatest covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar lo Rebbe Yehuda, lo kach hayamais, you have the whole thing wrong. Actually, everybody was fighting about not going into the Yam because they were terrified. And then Nachshon ben Ami Nadav was Nasi l'Shevet Yehudah. He was kafatz v'yorad v'yam t'chila, even though there hadn't been a proper hachana in which he could see that it was okay. He wanted to cut all of the shtuyot. There's nothing to be afraid of. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go. Shenemar, Sivavuni Bechach HaShefraim, Ubimirma Beit Yisrael, Masha'in Kein, Yehuda. Yehuda wasn't afraid of anything. And they was Od Rad Imel. And he was still completely convinced that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do whatever he said he'll do. The Allah Meforash Bekabbalah, Hoshieni Elohim Kivo Maimad Nafesh. So this is basically what it's referring to in Tehillim with these psukim. Literally, he meant water, real water, the water of the Yamsuf. Tavati b'yavein mitzula v'ein mo'mad. I can't find my way across. I'm sinking into the mud. And so on and so forth. Al tishpeteini shibolat mayim. That means literally, I don't want to be swept away by this water. Valtiv la'eini mitzula. The depth shouldn't swallow me. And so all of these, even though obviously each one of them is a tefillah of David HaMelech for the various tzaras that were around him, but there's also the direct remazim to the story that David HaMelech himself lists here in Tehillim about the differences of the way in which the behavior was among the Shvatim at the Yam. So what happens? So Bota Sha'ah, Hayam Moshe Marich B'tefillah, Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you, nuts? Yedidai Tovim B'Yam. Here we are, we have my children over here drowning in the Yam. We have these tefillahs coming in from Yehuda. I don't need your tefillahs. Atah ma'arich b'tefillah lefanai. Get them moving. Amar lefanav ribono shel olam, what am I supposed to do? All I know how to do is daven. Amar lo daber al b'nei Yisro v'yiso. V'atarim et matcha u'deteyat yadcha. And there's no delays over here. There's not a need to ask me to respond. I'm waiting for you guys to respond. Lefichach. Zacha Yehuda lasot memshala b'Yisrael. Hayta Yehuda lekatsho. When did he become katsho? At the Yam. And therefore he became Yisrael. Mamshalotav. He ended up becoming the melech on Yisrael. Matam. Hayta Yehuda lekatsho v'Yisrael mamshalotav. Take a look at the next words. Hayam rav hayam notes. Exactly. So you see that it's all because of Nachshon ben Aminadav. Okay, so most just understand it, sure, that we're going on Libra Rebbe Yehuda, which is, doesn't make much sense because Rebbe Meir was the one who says it. So, okay, that's why we, Tosis brought his bride. Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, what we said before, that Levi was Lamata, we went through the entire analysis of how we end up with more people, even if Levi was Lamata because of Yosef and so on. That whole discussion, Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov points out, is not as simple as it looks. You can't say that Levi was Lamata, because it says Beferish in the list of the Shvatim that Moshe Rabbeinu said that is supposed to be Lamala on Har Gerizim, Shimon Levi. So how can you say Levi was Lamata? Shekar Neemar Lamala. V'yev Shalomar Lamala. On the other hand, what Moshe Rabbeinu said also doesn't make sense, because they didn't do that. Shekvar Nemar Lamata. I mean, because in Yoshua, it says that Levi was down at the bottom. Mashmah between Har Gerizim and Har Eival, like the Mishnah has it. So how do you fit both of those approaches in? Haketzat must be that Ziknei Kuhuna Ulevia Lamata Vashar Lamala. Apparently, when it says Levi, it means the Zakenim and the of both Kuhuna and Levia. And they were the ones that were going to take responsibility for stating the brachas and so on. Mashain came, the rest of the Shevet Levi was actually the way Moshe Rabbeinu said that it was supposed to be on top. Rabbi Yoshia Omer, that's not that point. Remember that Levi is split into those who are shayach to carry the Aron and those who are not. So Kol HaRo'u L'Sharet, they would have to be between the ages of 30 and 50. They were Lamata. Mashenkin, Vashar, was Lamala. Masha Einkein, Rebbe Omer, you guys have the whole story wrong. Because you're taking literally Al Har Grizim and Al Har Eval to mean that they were standing on top of the mountains and were looking down at the Oran. That's not what it means. No one was on the mountain. Elu ve'elu lamata hein omdim. Question is, where were they situated? So the Al, as we're going to see, Al does not mean on. And that's where we're going to bring Rayas to. Al can also mean samuch. And therefore, what happened was, is that the ones that were listed Al means that they were next to that Har, and the ones that were listed Al and Har Eval, they were next to. And then when it says that they looked, it means Hofchu Pneihem. It's true that they looked by Har Grizim, but it means they looked towards the mountain, and that's where those Shvatim were. But everybody turned towards Har Grizim, and that's when they said the Brocha. Then everybody turned towards Har Eval, and that's when they said the Klola. And even though it says Beferish Al, it doesn't mean Al literally on. It means Besamuch, because we often find that Al means Besamuch Kiritanya. V'natata Al HaMa'arechet Levona Zaka. Where exactly on the Shulchan? This is Mamash this week's parsha, right? So where exactly on the Shulchan was the Lechem put? So that means, Al, says Rebbe, Al Besamuch. It doesn't mean you put it on top of the Lechem. It means on the top of the Shulchan, between the two Ma'arachot of Lechem, that's where you put the Levona. Ata Omer Al Besamuch Oino Ela Al Mamash. What makes you say that, Rebbe? Well, because, I mean, what are you going to do with the pasuk that says V'sakota al ha'aron? Now, how in the world are you going to take the parochet and put it on top of the oran? The parochet was a mechitza, so obviously it wasn't folded over the oran. Therefore, it must mean al b'samuch, that you put it next to the oran in the entry to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you see clearly that al means b'samuch. We find many examples of this. Lamaisa, the Gemara elsewhere, as Tosfos points out, says we have a big machlokas whether the bezikhe levena were put on the shulchan or the bezikhe levona were put on the ma'arachot directly on top of the top lechem, which of course was supported underneath anyway by the kasyot. So Tosfos says it doesn't mean that those who are chelek on the overall approach to al, and he brings rayas of other places where 100% everybody is made a, that al is besamuch. Rebbe was just bringing a raya to Shitasa, but Lamaisa, there's nobody who holds it. You cannot understand al as meaning al besamuch. Now in the Mishnah it says hafuk panim klape har grizim upatru bevracha. So now we have an opportunity to take a look at all of the britot that we find in the Torah. Because the only place, lots of times, it talks about a Brit Hazot, but it never tells us exactly what was done in creating that Brit. The details are actually found on Har Grizim and Har Eval. And from there, we learn out the nature of a Brit and how comprehensive the Brit is. So, Tana Rabbana, first of all, we have the general idea of the Bracha, which is said as a general rule. Oror asher lo yakim et divrei HaTorah hazot. And we know that every time it says Oror, it also means Baruch. So therefore, we have a Baruch Bichlal, all the divrei HaTorah, and an Oror Bichlal, all the divrei HaTorah. Et divrei HaTorah hazot, Baruch asher yakim et divrei HaTorah hazot. Then, we also have the list of brachas and klolos. So, oro b'chlal and oro b'prat. Baruch b'chlal, baruch b'prat. So that means that each one of the mitzvahs that we mention here is said both b'chlal and b'prat. So it's part of kol ha'Torah kula nakomas ha'Torah. And then there's a specific brit on this mitzvah. Even though it lists here only these specific items, but l'maisa, this is a whole discussion that Tosfos brings. Lamaisa, we have a general klal in the Torah how to be derish. Namely, that kol ayotzei min haklal, lamed lo lamed al haklal, al atzmo yatza, lamed al haklal kulo yatza. And therefore, that's true about the mitzvahs that are said over here. So that means, first of all, we have two. Now, every one of these mitzvahs, of course, we find throughout the Torah, lishmor. We find lilamed, lilmad, lilamed, lishmor, velasot. And these words are all mentioned separately. That means each one of the mitzvahs has to be multiplied by each one of these things. So that would mean that we have hare arba. So we have all of these things, that there was the overall, and that there was the specific, and then there was lilmad, lamed, lishmar, velases. We have to take a look at each one of those things and recognize that they are all going to be multiplied by each other. So therefore, what we really have is four inyanim, plus we have these four inyanim, lilmad, lamed, lishmar, velasot, plus the four inyanim of Baruch Bechlal and Baruch Befrat and so on, and the Orah Bechlal and Orah Befrat. So that means that we've already got, on each one of these, we have to multiply them, right? So we've got four of the ways in which we do it. Each one of the mitzvahs is basically four mitzvahs. And each one of these four mitzvahs, we have an Orah Bechlal and an Orah Befrat and a Baruch Bechlal and a Baruch Befrat. So that basically gives us eight. Now, remember that each one of these britot, they were multiplied because we've had three britot in the Torah, not just the brit that we have over here on Har Gerizim and Har Eval. So that means we have four mitzvahs for every single one. Four of those, each one of them has four inyonim in it, which is the Baruch and the Oru in these four different ways. And therefore, we also have a separate bris. We need to understand this. There's a separate bris for Baruch, a separate bris for Orah, a separate bris for the Klal, a separate bris for the Prat. Okay, so that gives us eight. And then we have, on each one of those, we have four britot of Lilmod, four briprot Lolamed is eight, four britot of Lishmor, four britot of lasot means eight plus eight, which equals 16. And then each one of those 16 is repeated for each one of the britot, because this took place not only in Har Gerizim and Har Eval, but we find the same britot on Har Sinai, and we find the same britot in Arvot Moav. Shenemar Ela Divrei Abrit, Asher Tziva Hashem et Moshe, and it stresses that this was besides all of the britot that we had already mentioned. So that means that since it says over there that this was milvad habrit asher karat imam bechorev, so obviously this was a separate brit, and it stands exactly as it is with the brit bechorev, and it says ushmartem et divrei habrit hazot, and therefore that's talking about in Arvas Moav, that means that we've got the 16 britot repeated in three different places, and that gives us 48 britot, I'll call mitzvah u-mitzvah. Whoa. Rabbi Shimon says you have it wrong, and we'll see what the Machlokas says. He says Har Gerizim and Har Eval was not a separate brit, but what was a separate brit was the entire period of Vayikra el Moshe Vayedaber elav me'ol moed lemor. Everything that was repeated over in the Ohel Moed, that is a whole separate brit. And what's the machlokas that depended in? But plukta dani tanoi, the Tanya. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, klolot nemru b'sinai, upratot b'Ohel Moed. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvahs on Har Sinai, he just gave the general mitzvahs. So Rashi, for instance, bring the Eilah. But he didn't say all of the dinim of the oila, the prati dinim of the dam, what happens with, im ololo yered, and so on and so forth. All of those dinim, they were nishnu, they were rather nifritu in oil mayed. So then that means that oil mayed and Sinai is one brit. You can't call them a second brit. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's not true. Every last thing was taught to Moshe on Har Sinai. And then it was Nishnu ba'omoid. So klolos u'pratos namro b'sinai, v'nishnu Bo'ol Mo'ed means that that's not a separate Brit. And then in the end, they were Nishtar Shlu B'Arvot Moav. Moshe Rabbeinu said them over the third time at the Bris of Arvos Moav. So therefore, the Tanakama basically agrees with Rabbi Yishmael. And that means that we really only got the full Brit and at the conclusion of both Har Sinai and Ohel Moed. Moshe Einkein, Rabbi Shimon says, no, we've got a completely new Brit, because the Brit was given entirely on Har Sinai, and then when there's a repetition, it's a repetition of the Brit, in which case we have a hischazkus of the Brit to multiply the number of 48 that we had already had once again. Ve'en lecha kol davar mitzvah u'mitzvah shektuva b'Torah shelo nichretu aleha 48 britot. And then, this is the end of the same brayta, which would mean that every single mitzvah had to be multiplied this way. So that means that we have 48 times the Tayag mitzvahs because of our separate britot. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Ish Kvar Akol, Rabbi Shum, Rabbi Shimon, no, you're missing a whole point. There's a whole dimension that you're missing. Ein lecha mitzvah shektuvah b'Torah, you're forgetting arvut. Arvut means that every member of this Brit accepted responsibility for every member of this Brit, correct? So then that means that the Britot included the Hischaivus not only Lilmud, Lalamed, Lishmor, Velasos, which was the four times the four that we had of Brocha, Bechlala, Brocha, Beprat, and so on, but actually included the Hitchaivut to see to it that I am responsible for every member of Klal Yisrael that I can possibly be able to do something for and to make certain that these mitzvahs are mekuyam. And therefore, you have to multiply all of those mitzvahs, not only times the 48 that we have over here, the 3 times 16, because you also have to multiply it times 603,550, which were the number of people that were there in the Midbar. Baruch Avram is losing track by trying to keep the actual, he's trying to spell out in his mind, the numbers are still rolling. Wait till he gets to the squaring that we're up to. Rebbe says, you got it all wrong. That's not enough, because you've only got one dimension of Arvus. But Arvus actually has to be squared, because you're also responsible on the fact that everybody else accepted an arvus on you and on everyone else. So then that means if you see another member of Yisrael who is not exercising all of his possible hashpa'ah to see to it that every other member of Yisrael is doing his mitzvahs, so then you have an arvus to see to it that he is doing that, which means that you have to square the number of the 603,550 Baruch Avram. Now your eyes are starting to roll. No, don't do that. They're going round and round like a slot machine here. Hold on. So that means that we've got an awful lot of Britot, because the Divrei Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Ish Kvar Akol, according to this, says Rebbe, and he said, Ein lecha kol mitzvah mitzvah shebetorah shelo nichretu ala 48 Britot times 603,550 v'chamishim, then that would mean that you also nimtzu l'kol echad v'yachad miYisrael. Now, Rebbe doesn't make himself very clear here, but the Gemara will make it clear that every one of them also has to take that responsibility for the other 603,550. I'm not sure. Well, what are they arguing about? Omer Misharsha, they're arguing about whether the chiyuv of arvus includes only the mitzvahs, or the chiyuv on arvus includes the chiyuv of arvus. That's what they're arguing in. So arva vi arva da arva ika beinayu. So if everyone is also everyone else's guarantor on being a guarantor, this is serious stuff. I mean, this is not just numbers. Right, it's so easy to give up and then to realize you can't give up. These are all brithot. Dorash Rav Yehuda bar Nachmani mitugemoni de Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Actually, this is a fascinating thing, because Lemaisa, the Yerushalmi, asks, I mean, when you say, Tosis brings this whole discussion, when you say that kol davar shehaya b'chlal v'yatza min haklal, that it's lo lamed al atzmo, al haklal kulo yatza, So the Gemara asks on that, but that's only if it's a Dover Echad that Yatsa Min HaKlal. But if you, we have a general rule, don't we? That if you have Shnei Ketuvim, Aboim Ba'achad, so then you're not going to be Malamed. So that would obviously be true about a Dover Yatsa Min HaKlal. If you want to tell me that this is a reflection on the general rule, why would you repeat it all of these time? Would you say it with two separate things? We're talking about all of these different things. So we have a number of approaches. So over there in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Tanchum says over there that at the very end, when it talks about the Yakim et Divrei HaTorah Hazot, and that Yakim, the Amen that they say on that, that brings it all together into one thing. Here we have an approach that actually all of the, this is how Rashi understands it. Not everybody understands it like this. But Rashi learns that in what we're saying over here is that there is only one thing that we're discussing. That's what Reb Shimon Melakish means. Not that one of these things, Kol HaParsha Kula, according to Rashi, means literally each and every one of the things that we list here, which are the 11 things besides the Kalal, they're all talking about adultery. Lo Nemra Ela Benoef V'Noafet. And you see, it says, Oror ha'ish asher yaseh pesel masecha. Now, that doesn't sound very much like adultery to me. So what in the world would Reish Lakish be referring to? I'll tell you, says Reish Lakish. Somebody was sleeping with an Eshes Ish, and he has a son. Now, this son is a mamzer. This mamzer can't find himself a life anywhere, wherever, every place he goes, they say, there's the mamzer. And not only that, he's not able to find anybody to marry because everybody is usher. So what's he going to do? So he figures he'll go to Costa Rica and he'll become a goy. And there he'll find all these beautiful girls right out of National Geographic magazine. So what does he do? He goes and he becomes an Eved Azvavidazara ultimately. So Halak Labein Ovdei Kechavim. He ends up becoming an actual Eved Kechavim. And that's what it's saying. Arurim avi ve'imay shalzeh. So therefore, these parents made a pesel masecha in their children. So Rashi goes through each one of these and explains how it would be shayach that it's referring to an eshes ish. So he couples the other arayas also to an eshes ish. Lifneiver means he seduces this woman and she doesn't realize what a terrible avera she's getting involved in. And he destroys her, and so on and so forth. This is the one thing I can't figure out, is the one about Yatom Va'almana. That I can't figure out. So what does this have to do with somebody who's Mate, the Mishpat of Ger Yatom Va'almana? Because that really doesn't seem to have anything to do with it. Okay, so basically, I mean, there is a pshat that some of the Balei Tosfos bring, that someone like that, who is a mamzer, like you described, he ends up being a ger in a distant place. He has nobody to take care of him. So he's a yatom. And basically, he's left the mother that ended up having this mamzer is an almana, because she's got nobody to be helping her. So her husband is a surana. Okay, anyway, so this is Reish Lakish's approach, according to the way that Rashi understands it. Tana Rabbana, v'natata tabracha l'agrizim v'et haklalal har'eval. So what exactly does that mean, that you should put it on top of grizim and har'eval? We know that. I mean, it's said that already. That it means literally, shetei bracha l'agrizim v'klalal har'eval. Doesn't it say beferish? Ela yamdu l'varech et ha'am al har'grizim ve'ela yamdu ala kolab har'eval. So why do we need to separate out the bracha uklala? So therefore, what it's coming to tell me is that even though it doesn't say in the parsha anything but arur, it means to say that you have to be magdim the bracha leklala. Now, you might think that what that means is go through all of the 12 things, including the klal, with the brachot, and then go through them with the klala. That's what you might think. Kol ha-brachot kodmat u'kol ha-klalot. Talmud lomar, bracha u'klala. That's why it uses the Lashon Yachid. That means each bracha is given, kodemet, to its juxtaposed klala. And ein kol habrachot kodmot leklalot. And it's also coming to tell you, bracha uklala lahakish. Lahakish bracha leklala lomalacha. Just like the klala was said by the Levian, because it says, remember when we analyzed that it has to be b'loshan HaKodesh, it says beferish the Levian are eina b'kol. So just like that was b'kol by the Levian, so too this is b'kol of the Levian. And just like it says, that we learned before, via anu, so that means that it was b'kol ram, so too the brachot have to be b'kol ram. And just like we had learned out from kol from Moshe, that the klala is b'loshan HaKodesh, av bracha, even though that's only learned out from the limud bracha, av bracha b'loshan HaKodesh. And just like the klala we saw was b'chlal of the prat, asher lo yakim et kol divrei HaTorah hazot, av bracha b'chlal of the prat. And just like by the klala, it says b'feirish in the pasuk that elu ve'elu amrim amen, av bracha, Elu ve'elu onim amen, because it says va'anu kol ha'am, and therefore we know that that was true about the brachot as well. Okay, gentlemen, that brings us to the end of an exciting amida for brachas. That means we have these three britot, machlokas, which three britot we're including. Are we including the oil mayed instead of har grizim and har eval? If we learn that Har Grizim and Har Eval were indeed not mentioned all of the mitzvahs, so then we'll have to have all of the mitzvahs in the Ohel Moed, because over there we know that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over all of the dinim of the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, starting with Sefer Vayikra, which is why we start off our school children, or once upon a time while we were still Jewish, we started off our school children learning Vayikra, just like Har Sinai.